Chapter 25. Focusing on the Lord first. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. 2 Samuel 6:14. As I danced in the Spirit during church services on June 4, 2000, I expected a big surprise from my Lord, but nothing out of the ordinary happened. Nonetheless, I was very happy in church, instead of feeling discouraged like I had on other such occasions. In fact, I had been discouraged so many times before with my dancing because I had expected miracles for the church. When the miracles did not take place, I would complain about it to the Lord. In May 2000, however, I promised the Lord that no matter what, I would never complain about my dancing ever again. After I left the church services on this day in June, I began to be discouraged again. When I came home, I began to pray as I usually do after church. This time, though, I felt worse. In spite of my feelings, however, I prayed. While talking to the Lord, I was holding my feelings back. I knew the Lord knew how I felt, but He seemed to be ignoring my feelings. I believe He was waiting to see if I could keep the promise I made to Him the last time. We proceeded to talk about the usual things, and He released me. After I was released, I felt worse than ever, so I rebuked the enemy. Even this didn't help, however, and this meant that my feelings weren't coming from the devil. A few hours later, during my prayer time, I sat down and tried to pray, but I didn't want to pray for His promises this time. Usually, I pray 4 times a day at approximately the same times. I told the Lord I didn't want to pray for the promises this time. It was the first time I had ever refused the Lord anything, but His response was simple and direct.
You must obey.
Though I understood His message, my mind was too disturbed to comply, and my resulting attempt at prayer was insincere. I said to the Lord, I don't want any of your gifts of work because they cause me to sin against you. I didn't ask for any of these gifts you offered to me. All I want to do for the rest of my life is worship you, please you, and make you happy. All your promises caused me to sin against you because I expect too much, and my desire is for all the brothers and sisters to be blessed by this dance. I cannot focus on you while I am worshiping you ever since I had to do this dance. During each and every dance, I am concerned about miracles happening to the church. I want so much for this church body to be blessed by this dance, and most times I've even forgotten to praise you. After all these words, new thoughts came to me. Remember, though, I was talking with my heart, not with my mouth. When I am in the Lord's presence, I cannot talk with my mouth. Suddenly, I realized how many wrong things I had been doing for so long. Also, I had complained so many times about my discouragement. Upon these realizations, I began to humble myself before the Lord and ask for His forgiveness. He softly replied,
I have forgotten all that, sweetheart.
Then the Lord began to talk to me. He said,
I have been saying to you that you must focus on your Lord first, then your work. You haven't been doing that. During every dance, you are concerned about miracles for the people, and you are forgetting your Lord's glory. This dance I created for my pleasure, not for you to be worrying about miracles. When I am pleased, then the miracles will happen. They are my miracles, not yours. You must never forget how important this dance is to your Lord.
After he said these things, I felt so embarrassed. I realized then how much this dance means to my Lord. Just the hand practice alone had taken 16 months, and all the other practice and the building up of the Holy Spirit's power in my body had taken almost 3 years before I even began dancing in the church.